My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
How about exasperation?
You know what that would be, right?
I do.
Okay. Cha-ching! I can't even
wow.
get it out.
Preemptive charge? Excuse me, sir. I'm not ready to check out. I'm still shopping. You can't
charge me yet. I'll pay that one.
All right. It's an exasperation sensation.
There you go.
Thank you, T in Oakland, who texted in Xfinity Mobile text line. How are you feeling? What emotion? 707, feeling bloated after having a small pizza in San Bruno.
That can happen.
Not quite what I was talking about, but been there. Sure.
Yeah. Eat it.
Yeah.
San Bruno, one of the more underrated peninsula towns. I like the Bruno.
Absolutely.
Underrated. Yeah.
Used to live in San Bruno for a minute.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's one of the first places I moved. Funny story. Take 20 seconds.
All right. You're on the clock.
Count it.
All right.
Moved to San Bruno, and upon arrival, first time I'd ever driven one of them like U-Haul trucks, upon arrival, tried to pull into a parallel park right in front of my new place and just ripped the bumper right off of my neighbor's truck.
Oh, that's so great.
Hadn't even met him yet. Walked up. Hi, I'm your new neighbor. You might want to come outside and look at this. Unbelievable. Thank you. The guy was super, super nice.
Yeah.
But that was 100 years ago.
You're a better neighbor than I would have been.
No.
Throw that thing over the fence and just move on about my day.
Just break the lease. Just keep driving.
Oh, that's it. Find a new place to live. That'll do it. Anyway.
That would have been amazing. Anyway, yeah, it's been 30 years.
That was 45 seconds, by the way.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, no, but he talked some of it.
You got to plan for that.
No, I told the story, and then once the conversation, I'm not responsible for the ensuing conversation. No, I'm sorry.
You do have to budget for a little bit more.
Yeah, no, but if you fumble, and then the other people all start batting the fumble all over the place, one of your teammates falls on it, it squirts out from under him belly, that's not my fault. I get one fumble.
Well, you fumbled.
My fault.
But if my teammate fumbles, then you fumble too. But
I'm trying to pick up after your fumble.
I understand. That's what you're supposed to do.
After a bumper, I'm trying to help you out. Try to dive on that grenade.
Hey, it was worth it just for the laugh that you would have just moved again. That was pretty funny.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, how does that grab you? It's been 30 years, and as you start the season, what emotion does that have you feeling? Let's talk to the people. Is it Mahmoud in San Francisco? Hi, Mahmoud. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So I'm 37 years old, and I was 8 when they last won 30 years ago. And that was jubilation, obviously.
You know what that is.
What?
It's a jubilation.
Never mind. Never mind. Just keep going.
Sorry, Mahmoud.
Okay.
All right.
So now it's just frustration. It's like, you've been to 2 Super Bowls, 3 overall in the past, 10 years?
Yep.
And you can't get one Super Bowl in? It's like, come on.
It's
one.
It's worse than that, Mahmoud. It's worse than that because it's not just three Super Bowls. It's three unbelievably near misses.
That's also another good point. It's like if we were blown out, it'd be like, okay, fine. Their team was better than ours. But we had the opportunity to literally win each one, and you couldn't pull out one of them? Come on. That's just, it's so frustrating.
So what are you feeling right now? What are you feeling about
frustration.
Frustration. Even to start the season. Frustration?
Yeah, because it's sort of like where we were in the 90s. You know, we had this great cast of players, yet we couldn't get over the hump against the Cowboys. And now we have this great cast of players, and we can't get over the hump and win the Super Bowl. It's like, are we just repeating ourselves? It's like, I don't care how good your players are. You got to win. That's it.
Mahmoud, thanks.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people feel that way, and I get it. You're not going to not feel at least some of that.
Yeah.
Even the most optimistic fan. At the same time, and like, I got to at least affix some value to the fact that they keep giving themselves chances.
There's great value in that. And I'd like to illustrate that with a stat that I have found on the internet. Most playoff wins since 1994.
Oh, in the last 30 years.
How many teams do you think rank ahead of the Niners in most playoff wins since 1994?
Since 1994, playoff wins.
Da, da,
how many teams rank in front of the 49ers?
Da, da, da.
It's definitely a number that's less than five. I would say it's less than five. Scanning. I'm going to say one.
I'm terribly sorry. Oh. Thank you for playing.
How many is it?
You'll get a copy of our home game on the way out the door.
The correct answer is two. Oh, well, pretty close.
Obviously,
it's the Patriots.
33 wins.
And who's the other one?
The Packers with 23 wins.
And how many the Niners have?
The Niners have 20,
tied
with the Steelers.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm illustrating this is if you go down the list, Patriots, the leader, they've won 6 rings. The Packers are second. They've won 2. The Steelers are third, tied with the Niners, 20 wins. I think that they've won 2 since then. One for sure with Big Ben. I wasn't sure if the other one they won. The Steelers won.
That was just one.
So they have the one.
Yeah.
Okay. The Eagles have the one. The Chiefs have 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts are next with 15. They've got one. The Seahawks have got 14. They've got one. The Broncos have 14. They've got one. The Rams have 13. They've got one. The Giants have 11. They've got a couple. The Buccaneers have 11. They've got 2.
But you got
the Saints have 10. They've got one.
Okay.
My point is, as you go down the list, everybody's got one until you get to the Panthers with 9 wins.
Yeah, so that's absurd, and that's where the frustration comes from.
Yeah, I was playing off of Mahmoud right
there. No, but there's another way to look at that. So, okay, 49er fans, would you rather be a Colt fan right now?
Right now? Probably not.
You got your Super Bowl.
When was that, 2003?
Well,
long time ago.
Okay, fine, give me another one. Would you rather be a Saint?
7.
You want to be a Saint fan?
Probably not.
You want to be a Buck fan?
Bucks, I mean, Bucks win every 20 or so years now.
Oh, how long ago was the Bucks win? 3 years ago?
Yeah. And then we got one before that in, that had to be 03.
Like, that's, I really think I get the concept on your way in. I used to feel the same way as a Giants fan who grew up in the 80s and 90s where they were just largely, hey, 1989, I see you in 1993, but like largely the Giants stunk through my whole childhood, and I used to say that same thing. God, just give me one. Take it from someone who's now been around for 5 decades. That one doesn't last that long. The Giants, you have 3 in the last 14 years, and you're furious, and you've been furious for 5 years.
It's because of the way you're going about being the way you
totally are. Totally
fair. It's not just like, you know, the fact that you haven't gotten it,
no,
it's the way you are.
But that's why I'm not that's why I'm not that frustrated right now as a Niner fan. It's super frustrating that they haven't won the whole thing, but I'm not like ready to turn in my wings.
Agreed, like, but the frustration stems from, and I can't believe how far I had to go down the list. You have to get through the top 14 in playoff wins since 94 to get to a team that doesn't have one.
That's wild.
That's what makes it so crazy.
No, it's wild.
They all have them. And, you know, the Ravens and, like you said, the Colts. And even the Rams got one, picked one up. Tampa's got 2. The Giants have 2. It's just, it's crazy when you think And then you get to the Cowboys with 9 playoff wins in 30 years, and they haven't even sniffed it.
Not even close. They barely won. How many? So 9 playoff wins?
They're 9-14 in the playoffs since 1994.
In the last 30 years?
Right. 9-14.
Okay. So they're averaging less than 1 playoff win every 3 years.
Correct. Correct. The Niners are 20-13 in the playoffs since then.
It's a lot of playoff wins without winning a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
Where are the Ravens on that list?
The Ravens are 17-13. They're number 4, tied with the Eagles. Actually, number 5, tied with the Eagles.
And they have Super Bowl wins in 2000 and 2012. Right. Every 12 years. And it's now 2024.
Well, it's a great organization.
Yeah.
It's a great organization. No question. Rick and Fremont on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Rick. What's good?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I'll preface this that, you know, I'm a New York Giants fan, although I'm raising my 8-year-old and 4-year-old as 49ers fans because I want them to be connected to the community they're going to grow up in. And she's got a Kittle jersey, and my younger one's got a Bosa jersey. I want the 49ers fans to be excited about this season. Take it from a Giants fan who's got his 2 rings in my lifetime, and I'm hanging on by a thread as far as my fandom is concerned for that team. It's just been abysmal. I cannot get excited about the team. I don't go on their website. I barely read their news. I cannot drag myself at 10 a.m. to a bar to go watch a hopeless game that they're going to play in. It is just abysmal on this side. Enjoy the year-in, year-out success that you guys are experiencing. I hope it continues. And at the end, I'll just end by saying, R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Relax.
That's a great
That's a
payoff.
Tremendous call.
It's a great payoff.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Yeah, although I don't really want to hear his voice right now until Tuesday when
he
leaves
time
town.
With it, though, the caller. That was great delivery.
No, that was really good.
Yeah.
And I think that he captured my overall point. Yes. The Niners not getting over the hump is frustrating, but there's no way in hell that it's worse than the feeling of arriving at week one and already knowing you out. Like, to me, no matter the sport, that's what I want to avoid. I never want my team on day one to be like, yeah. We got nothing.
Yeah, it's tough.
We got nothing for you. And that happens to quite frankly, probably to most teams. The NFL is super fascinating because of its parity, the salary cap, all of that. But think about being a baseball fan where 60% of the teams aren't even trying. Being an NBA fan of a team in a smaller market. You're an Indiana Pacer fan. What are we doing? For like ever. You're a Sacramento King fan. When is this ever going to actually be a thing where we're not just trying to make the playoffs? We actually have a shot to win the whole thing. That is not to be dismissed. And the 49ers offer that.
They do.
A great shot every year.
They get a shot. Yeah, but you don't have that sweet nectar of victory. And I thought Steiny's premise earlier today was flawed in that, you know, the real, I think, measurement is you get a guaranteed title or you get 8 years of being in it, but guaranteed to not win it. So do you want 8 years of heartbreak or do you want the 1 year with the sweet nectar? It just depends on how you approach it. And I think about the 30 years since they last won, and there's been a mix of both. There have been years where you look at the team and you go, this team's got no shot. And then there are other years where you might make a run and then you do, and then you fall short. So equally painful, the two different scenarios, but something about the heartbreak, it's become too familiar around here.
We're going to go back to the phones in a sec, but I had a different question off of that that call. Is that good parenting or bad parenting? You're a Giants fan. You live in the Bay Area. You got 2 kids. You're raising them as 49er fans so that they can feel connected to their community as opposed to connected to dad.
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's great parenting.
You do?
Yeah, you connect to your community, your surroundings, and it's interesting that you put it that way because I raised my first 2 kids in Oakland. And so even though we weren't traditionally my family A's fans, we liked the A's. We'd go to A's games, but we weren't A's fans. But we raised our kids as A's fans because the community that surrounded us were A's fans. Crawfords, the Whitakers,
sure.
The Burrows, the Quintellas, you know.
Of course.
Went to a ton of games.
I remember them well.
We would posse up with them, roll down to the Collie, and so by proxy, we became A's fans. We tried to raise them as A's fans.
So,
and when they became older, I forbid them to go to A's games based on the latest series of events.
Fair enough.
So we went full circle.
Well, I ask because if that's good parenting, I suck as a dad. Because I did the opposite, but word to the wise. Because my kids were all born in L.A. And I told them, 11 miles from Dodger Stadium, you bring that gear into my house, you find a new house. We're not doing that. I don't care where you live. You're a Giants fan if you want to be related to me. I didn't actually say it that way, but
there's adoption centers all over the Southland.
Well, it was also when they grew up. Like my oldest son was 3 when the Giants won their World Series. Steph Curry arrives. This guy thought championships just show up under the Christmas tree on an annual basis. So they got really into it. But then what happened? And this is my worry for a New York Giants fan who's raising Niner fans. What if you get a job in New York?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What if you move your family to New York? Now what? Because that's what happened. I finally got to come back home, and now the family lives here. And they've been born, bred Niners, Giants, and Warriors fans.
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't come down to good parenting, bad parenting.
Okay, just checking.
It just depends on how you want to do it. And you clearly are the kind of parent where it's going to be, this is the team that we're going to support as a family, and you're on board. You're with me or you're against me. And other parents do things differently. And many people end up switching fandoms. And for me, it's okay if you want to switch it up. It's your choice. You get to decide what you want to watch, what you want to cheer for, what you want to support, etc. Nobody can put you in a box as a fan. That's ridiculous.
You call him GPD. I call him Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
You won't.
Is that you?
Yeah, you guessed it. Tracy and Sar Greenwell.
Uh-huh. I had a feeling.
He sleuthed it out, GPD, because I was openly wondering if you actually had a name.
Hey, actually, Dibs, you gave me the name.
Yeah.
Grandpa Daddy. That's for the record. And another for the record, Mark, please tell the lovely Chrissy, I wasn't pawning my daughter off on her. Wait, hold on. You got to hear this out.
I'm okay.
Now, when we came up, my daughter and her just like, oh, they were like, girl power love. And I was just like, wow. Because my daughter, if she don't like you, I don't like you. Right? They can feel that aura. She has such a lovely aura. It's a compliment.
No, GPD.
So when we were sitting there.
Yeah. I was just poking. I know, but
hear me out.
No, but I was poking fun. I know that you didn't do that. Okay, all right, go ahead.
But I want to explain it. So while we're sitting there, and you're right, my daughter can sit there for an hour, just give her some crayons and a scratch piece of paper, and you ain't got to worry about it. Boys are completely different. You're right, totally. But, and then I was like, I'm going to open a bank account. Dibbers, you really made me. Hey, local Fremont Bank. And I said, Chris, the lovely Chrissy, can you watch her real quick? I'm going to go open up an account. And then she was like, oh, well. And then Bonte brought her kid over. My kid was there first, and I didn't want to lose my seat. That's why. So, and I want to say, hey, I'm a 49er fan, and I became one after that Dwight. I used to be a Cowboys fan, and after that Dwight Clark catch, I converted, bro.
Whoa. Whoa, this changes everything, Grandpa Daddy. I don't know whether to hug you or never take your call again. You used to be a Cowboy fan?
I'm sorry, but that's a long time ago, man. You gotta come on, give me a break now.
All right.
That was what, 87? Who was that?
The catch? No, that was 1982.
Was that 82?
1982.
Damn,
yes. They beat the. Are you ready to feel old? They beat the Bengals 26-21 on my 7th birthday.
Oh my God.
Yep. Grandpa Daddy brought his daughter over to lovely Christy, and she said, Fremont Bank, no compromises.
Wow.
Absolutely not. We're not doing this. GPD, thank you for calling.
He's an original.
Michael in Palo Alto. Hi, Michael. We're asking, what emotion? It's been 30 years. So that leads to the start of this season. How would you describe the emotion that you're feeling about the 49ers to start the year? Hey, Michael.
What's going on, guys, man? So, this is my perspective. So I was born in 1995. I'm a 49ers, A Sharks, and Sacramento Kings fan. So I've never experienced a championship. So on one hand, a championship and 8 years of garbage, I mean, that sounds like a pretty even trade-off. But also, as a Kings fan who had, you know, we had a 17-year playoff drought, and most recently the San Jose Sharks, who have just been god-awful the past three seasons, I would be pissing rainbows if the Sharks had a first round exit right now. So for me, it's just, I think it's about appreciating the moment, the greatness, the opportunity for my favorite teams to compete for a championship. But I mean, I would be lying to myself if I said I didn't feel a black hole of emptiness for my ringless fandom.
Michael, how old did you say you are? How old?
Just turned 29.
Just turned 29. Man. Okay, Michael, thank you. I have to admit our privilege. I have to admit our privilege. Not only the three teams I love the most have I watched them win a championship, I've watched all three have a dynasty.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really good.
That's absurd.
Well, you're old enough to where, you know, that could possibly happen. But, well, but if you think about all the dynasties since we were kids.
Yeah, where else does that happen?
We'll go back to 1980. Well,
give me another city that's had...
in the last, let's call it 50 years.
Okay.
I'm in my mid-50s, right, and you're knocking on 50's door.
Stop it.
Knock, knock, knocking on 50's door.
Every day gets closer. By the way, that Super Bowl, I'll be 50 for it. If the Niners are in it, I'll be 50
And
for
that
it.
Will have been 43 years since the Niners won their first Super Bowl.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you, Randy. You can go ahead and stay out of this convo because we're going back to like 1980. But if you think about total dynasties... since then, in all sports, I don't know if any city had more than one because Boston has the Patriots.
Boston has the Patriots, and they had, I mean, you wouldn't call it a dynasty, but didn't the Red Sox win two in like 3 or 4 years?
Sounds right. Yeah, the Yankees had one. The Yankees had a little run.
No, but I mean, dynasties since the 80s, what do we got? We got Lakers.
And we've got the Bulls and the Warriors and the Spurs.
And the Spurs.
Lakers, Bulls, right, Spurs, and
so
Warriors.
So that's four different cities.
Yeah.
Do any of them, San Antonio does not have a corresponding team.
Nope.
Los Angeles did not have a corresponding team, nor have their football teams done anything since
Dodgers,
then.
Rams,
other than,
nope.
right, Rams have one Super Bowl. Dodgers have a plucky little third of a championship. That was fun. So that's a no.
Yep.
Boston is certainly the closest. The Celtics have had championship seasons, including this one. You've got the Patriots. The Sox have won a couple.
Yeah, but no dynasty.
No dynasty outside of the Patriots. And then scene. That's it, right?
Pretty much.
Warriors, Niners, Giants. I mean,
yep. Well, I mean, football, Kansas City, but they
Kansas
don't
City,
have,
yes.
The Royals have just, you know, the Royals right. have the one.
And they don't have hoops.
Right. So, yeah. And, you know, Niners, Giants, Warriors. So, boom, boom, boom.
I'd argue.
That's pretty special.
Yeah. And maybe that's why you hear me sound like I do sometimes. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, you sound like you do because that's you.
Yes, I know.
But I do think that you are tapped into that side of your fandom to where you have a greater perspective for the G. Willikers, Beav.
Yeah.
Things have been pretty swell around here.
Look, yes and no.
And I
yes
admire that because I default to the negative
Well,
more
but
often.
I have gratitude for where we've been. It doesn't stop me from like, come on, man. Is anybody like Bonte and Joe been running around with the Trey Lance video and replaying it throughout the summer all they could, which is fun because they're like, dude, we really wore the L. Has anybody worn a bigger L than me with Farhan Zaidi?
I would say their Trey Lance was a bigger L than yours and Farhan.
There was more bluster in the moment about it, but it was also like one camp. I did the Farhan dance for 4 years.
You did, and that's a big L, but you know, I don't know. I don't want to compare L's. But
my point is like,
yeah, I know what your point is.
I can be thankful. I can be thankful for where we've been, the fact that I've seen multiple championships in the dynasty for all three of my teams. But I can sit here in a moment and tell you things aren't good right now.
Exactly. You're aware that things need to be better for that particular organization, but you also have great perspective of just how lucky we've been across three sports and, by the way, three different decades virtually.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.